This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We're going to be talking with Letha Grimes, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and let's get Letha on the line and lock her in right now. Good morning, Letha.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good. I think you joined us last year, and we talked about the Maryland Fishing Challenge and the youth component involved in that.
Correct.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a future show. Today we're going to talk about becoming an outdoors woman.
Yes.
Okay. I have been hunting with our social media coordinator. Her name is Laura, and she is becoming an outdoors woman in the hunting world. She grew up in a hunting family but never participated till she was in her 30s, and that's when I started mentoring her. We've been hunting together for the last 2 years, and Laura has learned a lot. She's taken courses. She's taken the hunter safety education course. She's taken several deer. She shot a goose this year, and she's coming along very nicely. And I will just point to her and say there are a lot of women in the field and a lot more coming in daily.
Yes, that is correct. There's a lot more women out there hunting and fishing.
Yes, there are.
We like to contribute that to the National Becoming an Outdoors Woman program.
Right. Well, and that's what we're talking about here today. Maryland becoming an outdoors woman.
Right.
You are involved in that program, and what we're bringing to the folks today is that there is a program to help women get into the outdoors.
Yes.
And it's called Maryland
Becoming an Outdoors Woman.
And there was a goose hunt this week, I understand?
Yes. Well, our program started in 1995, and we have a basic workshop.
That's what I want to get to. Okay, basic workshop.
Yeah, we have a basic workshop that's a weekend-long workshop.
And, right. Only one?
Yes, we used to do two, and there for a while we weren't completely filling. The workshops are open to 100 participants.
Okay.
And plus our staffing.
Sure, of course.
You know, so we used to do two, but now we're, and we weren't filling them up to capacity, but once we start filling, and if we start getting more
participants. Yeah.
The last couple of years, we've been filling our workshops and actually have a waiting list.
That's good.
But our fall workshops are held, basic workshops are held usually in October.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's the last weekend of October.
This coming year, 2014. Okay.
Yeah. And it's in Garrett County at the 4-H camp.
Right.
And then once we do our basic workshop, we hold what's called Beyond Bow, which is you take the skills that you learned at the basic, and we do a 1 or 2 day workshop.
And you go out into the field and apply the skills that you've learned.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the goose hunt was this year.
Gotcha.
And it gets you more comfortable in the field learning.
Sure.
So that you go out and do it on your own then.
Yep.
But the goose hunt was very successful. That one was limited to 15 participants.
Yep.
And it was at Schrader's, and they had, on the first day they came out, they learned, they did their shooting, and they had some speakers, and they had the bird dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a successful hunt. I think they were one shy of their bag limit.
Wow, one. That's pretty good. That'd be 29 birds. Well, there are plenty of geese on the shore, but that's just one thing. Let's talk about the overall program. Many women would like to learn skills like fishing and shooting and canoeing and other things that get them into the outdoors. But what are the things that stand in the way? What are the barriers that keep women from participating in outdoor activities?
Well, one of the things that they used to look at was, you know, the lack of knowledge and who to learn from. And I guess just they were, you know, when they looked at the barriers that what kept women out of the outdoors, it's, you know, not knowing how to use the equipment, maybe the proper clothing for women. You know, back, you know, 20-some years ago when this program started, there weren't a lot of women-friendly, say, hunting equipment.
Right. And that's
spawned, a lot of that has changed.
That spawned an industry of its own. There are several companies that now cater to women and the styles that they need and that type of thing, which is pretty good.
Yes.
So, but, you know, I'm sure that, you know, women who love the outdoors, who like to participate in the outdoors and grew up in that type of a family, made the transition very easily. But the women who like to become involved in the outdoors and learn how to go fishing or learn how to enjoy hunting or shooting skills, you know, when there's nobody in the family, you know, the no traditional background, let's say, you know, they might say to a coworker, boy, I'd really like to learn how to shoot a gun. And of course, somebody turns their nose up in the office or whatever, and it's over. You know,
right.
and the peer pressure part of it is just, you know, it can be tremendous. And so, you know, and sometimes the guys are just not that, you know, not that, what's the word? Not that all that enthusiastic about supporting a wife or a girlfriend who wants to get into the outdoors. That's my sport. That's my deal. That's my getaway.
Right.
You know, I spent enough time with you. Unfortunately, that is the attitude of some, not me, but...
Not all of them. But on the flip side, one of the ladies that's on our committee, and our committee is made up of, you know, all women, ladies from our different units. I represent the fisheries department.
Right.
We have several from the parks.
Right.
Wildlife.
Right.
And our coordinator, Patricia Allen, is with wildlife.
Yeah.
And then we have forestry represented and natural resource police.
Right.
And we also have a Friends of group.
Right.
And one of the ladies that's on our Friends of group, how she started, she came to our very first workshop because her husband wants a hunter.
Right.
And he says, I want you to learn how to hunt so we can go hunting. So he bought the workshop for her.
That's cool.
She really enjoyed it, and she came back to, like, the next 5 or 6 workshops. And so we were always seeing her, so we said, hey, how would you like to join our committee and help us
sure.
out? And so now she's been with us for, you know, 20, almost 20 years.
Right. Yeah, this is not necessarily a new program. I mean, this program has been going on for a long time, and we're welcoming the opportunity to have you on and talk about it so that we can get more women involved in the outdoors. I mean, we need all the participation that we can get, and we want to continue that tradition, you know, and sometimes the guys aren't that good at transferring that tradition and enthusiasm, you know, down the line through the kids and grandkids, but you know, if mom and grandma get involved or a sister gets involved or something like that, it could, you know, it can be certainly advantageous to keeping the heritage and the tradition of fishing and hunting alive.
Yes.
So I think it's wonderful. So the program started in September 1995. You said almost 20 years ago. That's terrific. Now we have the opportunity, and after 20 years, I'm guessing that you guys have refined that a little bit and gotten a little bit more into the skills, and has the course changed over the last 20 years?
You know, we do rotate our classes that we offer and try and refresh them, and we have a core, an excellent core of instructors. that are willing to, you know, teach other things that they're interested in or give suggestions. But we have about anywhere from like 35 to 40 classes to choose from over the weekend. And what the program is, they come in, they take a class on Friday, and the classes are 4.5 hours long, and then they have 2 classes on Saturday and 1 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually a first-come, first-serve. You know, you pick your classes.
Right.
And we try and get everybody in, you know, at least their first or second choice, but sometimes it's difficult.
Right.
How the program is set up, it's broken down into thirds. It's usually like a one-third shooting and hunting, a one-third fishing, and then one-third like a non-harvest, non-consumptive outdoor activity.
What I call hiking, biking, backpacking, and kayaking, and bird watching, that type of thing.
Yes, and over the years we've added some of the newer classes that we've added, like greening your home, and then growing vegetables for beginners. Since gardening is starting to become, you know, canning is coming back.
Yes.
So we offer a
the preppers, so to speak. Yeah, that's
for beginners,
cool.
And that one is
can I take
popular.
That? Can I take that?
Sure.
Canning for beginners.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I think that's excellent. So.
And in that class, they do all the vegetables and have them ready and do the canning and. So once they're out doing something else, we prepare the, you know, the canned goods and then give it to them.
That's great. That's great.
The weekend. So, yeah. And another new one that we added a couple years ago is chainsaw use.
Wow. I like that. I don't know if I necessarily want to teach some women how to use a chainsaw, but hey. Just kidding. Letha, we got to take a short break, and we'll be right back to you. Stay on the line, and we'll be talking again. Folks, if you have a question about becoming an outdoors woman, especially ladies, we'd love to hear from you at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Any questions you might have for Letha about the programs or any particular skills that you have, or maybe you've been a participant and you'd like to you know, weigh in on that. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, The Wild is Calling, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, including you and me. Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is Calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at thegreatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
Just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and put the love, my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Yeah, the Everly Brothers. Phil took a dirt nap last week or so. Letha, I know you knew that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to get a little Everly Brothers in there for you. So, okay. So we covered kind of what the courses are all about. You know, we talked about barriers. I mean, are we still seeing roadblocks to women getting into the outdoors? I mean, we got the clothing thing taken care of now. We've got are the attitudes changing after 20 years?
Yeah, I think so. I believe they are.
Yeah.
You know, the intimidation factor. I think that the more and more that women get out there and the men see we're really not a threat, I think that.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of jokes on that, but you know.
And we outfish them, you know. I don't know.
I do know that. Yeah. That, unfortunately, uh-huh. I do know that. Yeah. But you know, we like to. You know, I publish the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and we try. We definitely try just about every issue to put a woman on the cover. I don't know if you knew that or not. But you know, this issue, the one that's out there now, the winter issue, November, December, January. We've got a young lady from Southern Maryland named Amber. She's in her camo. She's got a 12-point buck. We've got a young lady on there with some geese from the Eastern Shore. So, you know, we fully support women in the outdoors, and you know, we love getting the pictures and the stories from the women and the kids and that type of thing, and publishing those stories. We encourage them to write their own stories and tell their story. So it's you have to recognize it, and of course, you know, you get families involved. Like I said before, if, you know, the guy hunts and he gets his wife involved, he likes to spend time with his wife, and he likes to take her into the outdoors. It's not one of those, I'm going hunting to get away from the old lady. That's just that attitude just doesn't cut it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, we do welcome the fact that you're here today. So, your instructors, you mentioned some of them are participants, past participants in the program, but others are members of, like you said, the parks, fisheries, wildlife, any number of the women that work for the department, and they're involved in this Becoming an Outdoors Woman program. And then you have, as you said earlier, a three-day workshop in Garrett County, and that's at in the last weekend of October coming up in 2014. Are you taking registrations for it now?
No, the registrations for that is not open yet.
Okay. All right. So once they take the basic course, what's next?
What's next? Well, we, like I said, we offer...
the Beyond BOW?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And like I said, usually, and we try to rotate those as well as to what we offer, so we're not, you know, repeating what we do.
Yeah.
However, we've had a lot of interest, say, the goose hunt. I think we've been doing that for several years, and that always fills up.
Sure.
And we have, you know, usually at the end of October, early November, we partner with Blossom Point Military base, and we used to do a deer hunt.
Okay.
I think that is, we're going to skip that one this year.
Okay.
We've done that one for many years in the past.
Right.
This year we have scheduled, and we haven't had our meeting yet, but some of the dates are tentative, I think sometime in April. We're going to be doing a newer workshop. It's a wildflower and plant ID.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in the past, we've done bird watching. And some of the other ones that we do, we try to incorporate like two or three of the basic classes in over the whole weekend.
Right.
We'll do a kayaking, crabbing, outdoor cooking weekend.
Wow.
So they'll get to rotate, you know.
Yeah.
And we've done in the past like a outdoor survival weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
In Garrett County.
Yeah.
And just biking.
Yeah. Just getting people into the outdoors and getting them interested. That's the main thing, you know. A number of the programs in the past, like the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the fishing organizations, you know, what are some of the old ones? Take someone outdoors, or you know, step outdoors, or whatever it might be to get people into the outdoors. And you know, these are very good programs to but the second part of that is, Letha, and I don't know what support mechanism you guys might have with the BOW program, but the second part of that is the mentoring process. You get somebody's interest, you know, and you give them some basic information, some basic skills. Where did they go to get, you know, help along the way? I mean, most of them have to rely on their families or friends or anything like that. If they want to go on a goose hunt that's not scheduled by BOW, you know, how do they get into that type of thing?
Well, with our instructors, that we have, you know, they'll tell them, you know, where they can go.
Right.
And, you know, and over the weekend, because it's like such a small group, there's a lot of camaraderie. The women will introduce themselves, get to know each other, and, you know, and then they will form friendships, and then with our instructors, we'll give them pointers where to go, what websites to check out, other hunting spots, or, you know, guides that they can talk with.
Right.
So they build then a network between the women, and there are a lot of like women-only fishing groups that come to our workshop.
Oh yeah. Or,
you know, we work with them, and
okay.
You know, and they can become mentors for other women.
Sure. Well, I don't know if you knew this or not, but retired DNR. Person, a lady by the name of Sherry Winter, is now president of the Maryland Quality Deer Association, the Bachman Valley chapter. And, you know, Sherry's out there hunting all the time. And she, I don't know if she's part of the program, but, you know, I know that she's more than willing to help people out. And, you know, there's that, you know, that's just one example in my world that, I know of. So there are women who are involved in organizations that can help you. You know, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Tinker, what is her last name? Can't think of it. Very involved in Virginia as a state chapter chairperson. And, you know, so there are people who, women who are involved in the outdoor world, just hunting, fishing, and everything else. That you mentioned some women's fishing groups. There, we've had, what's that?
Yeah, and that's like with our instructors, they're volunteers.
Right.
And they're there because they want to teach and they want women in the outdoors.
So right.
They're always willing to, you know,
put
out their phone number, call me if you have any questions.
Sure, sure.
You know, and they're willing to take, you know.
Judy Dragowitz down at Isaac Walton League in Gaithersburg. You know, she's very involved in women's programs and things like that. So there are resources out there. And BOW is the I would say probably the largest and probably the most resourceful, and you can help point them in other directions as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. We're going to take a short break, and Letha, hang on there. We'll talk to you here in just a second.
Sure.
Okay. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Man or woman, they'd love to see you come walking through the door. And, you know, waterfowl season is in full swing, so I'd like to tell you about the Browning firearms, again, that they have available to you. And if you're interested in the shooting sports, even as a woman, you're certainly welcome. And I don't say that dismissively, but they do have ways to tailor firearms to you, whether that's a 725 Satori, you know, over and under gun for sporting clays, or the BT-99 trap shooter gun, or whatever it might be. There's also models of Browning firearms that will fit women as well and youngsters. But I want to point to the A5. You know, the A5 is brand new from Browning. It's back after many, many years. It's been improved. It's recoil-operated autoloader, which means it's a semi-automatic, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, the kinematic drive system. It's ergo balanced. It comes with a lot of great features. There's the BPS pump, available in all gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge. It also has deer models available in the pump shotgun, a 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel. There's the gold light 10 gauge. If you want to reach out and touch those geese, 3.5-inch chamber gas auto loader, the Gold Light 10-gauge. Comes with a DuraTouch armor coating, which means it fights rust, in Mossy Oak camo. The Maxis also comes in Mossy Oak camo. It's an auto loader, the one that's been touted on all the TV shows. Waterfowl hunting protection, 3 and 3.5-inch chambers on the Maxis. So head to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, for your handgun for home protection, your home protection shotgun, ammunition, waterfowl, deer, and every type of fishing supply. And we'll start talking about their big fishing event coming up here shortly. So Browning they're a full-line Browning dealer at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Church pews have been part of the religious landscape for centuries, but many houses of worship in the U.S. and U.K. have recently been opting for chairs, sometimes equipped with kneelers. The churches want to trim remodeling costs, maximize space flexibility with stackable seating, or create a more approachable atmosphere to draw in younger parishioners. The changes have created a sticking point between traditionalists and those who believe old guard churches have to modernize to broaden their appeal. In the Church of England, battles over decisions to remove pews have forced some churches to delay remodeling plans for months while protests wind through religious courts. Closer to home, congregations and church boards are voting on the seating changes and battling over the style of replacement chairs. Souder Manufacturing of Ohio is a top provider of church seating. It says pews still dominate in more liturgical denominations. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician. Shen.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, for all the ladies out there, my baby looks good in camouflage. Letha Grimes is with us, Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We're talking about becoming an outdoors woman. And I hope I said that correctly. Letha, you got a couple of websites and some Facebook stuff that you would like to share with our listeners?
Sure.
Okay.
Our website has all of our upcoming events listed.
Okay.
They save the date. And you can also sign up to get our emails.
Okay.
And that website is dnr.maryland.gov.
G-O-V, right?
Yes. /wildlife.
Yep.
/education/BOW.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah, basically, you go to the DNR website, you click on the wildlife button, it takes you there. There's probably a menu somewhere that says education. You click on that, and then you'll find the link to BOW, Becoming an Outdoors Woman, right?
Yes, or you could just Google Maryland Becoming an Outdoors Woman.
Maryland, yeah, or BOW, I'm sure. That'll work,
and
yeah.
Then,
that'll take you there.
We do have a Facebook page.
Right.
Which is just Facebook and then Maryland B-O-W.
Maryland-B-O-W. Great. Okay, good. We'll get on that and take a look and see what's happening. A young lady that I'm mentoring, Laura, she just sent me an email, said she's listening. I know she's up early this morning taking the five-year-old to hockey. So,
oh.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. So, but Letha, I guess we've got. Is there any more information you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, some of our upcoming workshops, I believe I said that we're doing the. We do have a hiking workshop on our schedule, and that's for September 26th, 27th.
Okay.
And our fall workshop is October 24th through the 26th. And another thing that we do, like I said earlier, we have Friends Of groups.
Right.
Because we have a Friend Of that we do fundraising.
Okay.
That helps us purchase all the equipment that we need.
Okay.
Because over the last, since 1995, I do not believe that we've actually raised our prices.
Right.
And the cost of a three-day workshop, I believe it's either $165 or $175, and that includes all your meals and lodging.
Right.
And we also offer scholarships. You have to apply for those.
Sure.
Some of that funding that comes in is from our Friends Of fundraising banquet, and we hold a banquet every 2 years.
Okay.
And our banquet this year is going to be held on March 14th. 2014.
Is there a link to that somewhere on the website?
You know what? I don't see it.
I don't see it. I'm looking there right now. Yeah, we need to get that up on there, right?
But what you can do is registration information that goes to Patty.
Yeah.
Handy. So if you want to contact her for information on that.
Okay.
She takes care of all of our registration.
Patty Handy. Well. Patricia Handy. Okay.
Yes. Patricia Handy.
Yeah. I'll click on her email address right now and I will ask her to send me. Well, this computer's not going to let me do it. But I'll ask her to send me information on that. And what was the date again?
That is March 14th.
And where is it?
It's at Dutch's Daughter Restaurant in Frederick.
In Frederick. Yeah, very familiar with Dutch's Daughter. Good. And it's a fundraiser for, this is Friends of Becoming an Outdoor Woman. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that is to raise funding to buy equipment and things like that.
Yes.
And is it a basic fundraiser banquet where, you know, you have auction items and silent auctions and things
yes,
like that?
We have a live auction. We have silent auction and raffle drawing. So we try. We don't do it every year.
But you got one coming this year.
We have one every other year.
All right. Good.
Yes.
I'm going to see if I can find something and I'll make a donation to that. I'll commit to a donation for that banquet in March.
Well, that's awesome.
How's that sound?
That sounds excellent.
Yep, we'll do that. We'll announce it here on the radio show. And if you want to send me, if there's a flyer, if you want to send me a flyer, I'll be more than glad to do what we can do with that too.
I sure will.
Very good. How about that? So.
And one of the other things that we were looking at last year through our mailing list, we did a survey.
Yeah.
To find out, you know, what other programs that the women would like to participate in.
Sure.
And it was encouraging. A lot of them are, you know, fishing-related. 78% of the ladies wanted wanted an additional fishing activity and relating to youth.
Right.
And across the nation, several states are starting what's called a Becoming an Outdoors Family.
Right.
So we're going to try probably sometime in late summer, early fall, and we don't have anything, you know, set in stone yet.
Right.
But like a weekend or maybe just an overnight, and it's probably going to be like camping skills and a fishing-related activity and maybe an archery for families.
That's cool.
And we're going to try and do it maybe in a park setting.
Sure.
Just to get more families out, into the outdoors, and so that you have that, building that tradition of becoming a hunting, fishing, or even just an outdoor family.
Letha, here's what I'm going to offer. I'm going to offer you guys space and in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly in every issue, if you guys would like to take advantage of it. I'll be more than glad to work with you on your fundraiser banquet and anything else that you've got coming up. Just as long as I can get the information in a timely fashion, we'll put it in Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and that'll go out in print across the state. It'll also go out, you know, on our website, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. People can read it online and hopefully be able to promote the program. How's that sound?
That sounds excellent.
And anytime you want to promote anything on the Outdoors and Radio Show here, we're more than glad to do it for you, like your fundraiser. We'll start talking about that, any of the upcoming events.
Great.
Sound good?
That sounds fantastic.
All right. Super. So just, you know, keep that option open. Keep me on your email list and let me know in plenty of time. For a deadline, you know, we only publish quarterly, so we're on our deadline for information that's going to be out there February, March, April. That's our next issue. So,
you know, so
if you got something in May, June, July, you know, I need to know that at least a month and a half ahead of time if you can.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds
great.
Doable.
Good. How many overall women have gone through the program in the last 20 years? And I want you to think about that. My producer is just getting ready to come in here and strike me if I don't take another break. So,
sure.
Okay, let's do that. We'll tell the folks about the Great American Outdoor Show. This is the Harrisburg Show. That's the big one. That's right. The Wild is calling. It's now called the Great American Outdoor Show. February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, featuring the NRA country concerts, including the Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competition, tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. They're getting ready for fishing season. They got all the licenses. They're stocking in the fishing tackle. You need to go see them at Clyde Sports Shop. If you need some new line spooled on your reel, they can handle that. If you're headed out to do some pan fishing, they have the bait, even this time of the year. They have everything you need for trout and panfish and striped bass if you want to get ready for rockfish coming up. So Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for everything for hunting and fishing, archery, black powder, handguns, firearms, home protection, ammunition, you name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And don't forget, the fishing hotline, 242-FISH. And the website, ClydeSports.com. You'll enjoy your visit to Clyde Sports Shop. Stop by, see him, tell him you heard him about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my account and seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes. Even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Old Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy.
I don't know if that's an outdoors woman that we had in mind, but, you know, a mean, vicious, straight razor-toting woman there, Letha. I don't know. Little Elvis for the folks. Oh, my. Hey, I have a couple of shout-outs I have to do, Letha. Hold on there just real quick. My buddy Jordan, thanks for the donuts and coffee. Greatly appreciated, man. I appreciate the kind thoughts, and I know you're a regular listener, and some of the stuff that you mentioned in your notice is very cool. We gave away spots, Letha, to the bass class and to the striper school that are sponsored by Tim Sherman. These are the kind of events that the women could get involved in if they're interested in those types of things. And I'll be more than glad to send you Tim's contact information. And, you know, those are events coming up in February. If you'd like to, you know, link to him or reach out to Tim or have him reach out to you, that would be great. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I will offer any woman who would like to attend bass class at the Howard E. Grace Maritime Museum or Striper School, I'll offer to pay their entry fee to go to these courses for Tackle Box Tim. How's that sound, Letha?
That sounds great.
Okay. I'll send you the contact information on that, and you can get that out to your network and tell the ladies that anybody would like to go, I'll pay for one of them to go to each class. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Very appreciative.
I'll send you those flyers, and you can reach out to your network and see what you come up with.
Okay.
You like that?
I do.
I'm working with you. I'm trying.
I know.
Yeah. So, all right. So, let's review here the last couple. A couple more shout-outs. W&W Tire and Auto Service. Thanks, guys, for getting my truck fixed. Folks, they did a spectacular job on this truck. It runs great. I was having some real problems And they got it figured out and worked out, and we're back in business with the truck. That's wonderful. Appreciate that. My buddy Dale, thanks for the offer to go on the sick of deer hunt. Appreciate that. All our sponsors do great work. I'll tell you, they wouldn't. NBS Seafood got some great scallops there. Had them last weekend for dinner. Wonderful stuff. So just like to give a little extra added attraction to the folks that make this show possible for you folks to enjoy. So, Letha, one more time, give us your contact information, the website, and how we can get some of the ladies involved in becoming an Outdoors Woman program.
Okay. Our website is dnr.maryland.gov/wildlife/education/BOW. Or you can find us and friend us on Facebook at facebook.com. Page is Maryland. Just type in Maryland BOW.
Yep. And I just binged you on the computer here, Maryland BOW, and you were the first one that came up. So that's very good. Yep. Very good. You can Bing or Google it too, right?
Yes.
Maryland BOW.
Mm-hmm. Or type it out, Becoming an Outdoors Woman.
Becoming an Outdoors Woman. Exactly right. So we're going to make some opportunities available for the ladies here. Hopefully you get some. It sounds to me like the participation rate is great, since you told me you had a full boat as far as your.
We usually have a waiting list. I did some quick math, and if you factor in all the Beyond Bow workshops, we've reached approximately 3,500 women over the. This will be our 20th year doing the workshop. And we do have some repeat, but
sure.
A lot of times, and we get, they range anywhere from 18. I think one of our oldest participants was 82 years old.
Wow, great. Great.
They usually come in with mothers, sisters, daughters, friends.
Right.
So it's just a great opportunity to meet other like-minded women.
I got you. Letha, thanks for joining us this morning. The hour went by pretty quick. I'm sure we'll be in touch with you. I'll send you the information on the Bass Class and Striper School, and you can get in touch with Tim if you're interested. And
sure.
We'll go from there. Thanks,
all right,
Letha.
Well, thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that does it for us. There's the music. It's, I'm tired. I think I'm going home and take a nap. 2 days of hunting. A lot of walking. One early morning. One late night. So we'll talk to you next week, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Ellis for the Outdoorsman Show. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, ellisoutdoors.com. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.